89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we continue with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature as part of Morning Edition. During this program, we talk a lot about sustainability. We learn about the things we can do to create a more livable and adaptive environment. We explore the policies that impact our environment and its relationship to the manner in which we live. Imagine how valuable it could have been if those issues were discussed, learned about, and ingrained in us as part of our K-12 education. Well, it's starting to happen now, and if early results are an indication, it bodes well for the future. Thursday night, the Ypsilanti Community School's Sustainability Summit will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. at the YCS Middle School. It's the culminating project for 250 students in ACTEC. It's a small learning community within the middle school. Together, they've been studying civilizations through a lens of sustainability, then applying those lessons to what it may mean for us now and in the future. My guest for Issues of the Environment this morning is Cheryl Plouffe. And Cheryl is a social studies and humanities teacher at Ypsilanti Middle School and has been working her students on this particular project over the past 2 years. And good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having us on.
Well, I'm sure we could spend hours discussing the specifics and the intricacies of the learning program, but perhaps you can provide us a basic overview of what you're doing to incorporate sustainability education at the middle school.
I sure can. We are studying right now ancient civilizations. We've studied two, Egypt and Rome, and we're studying the environment and the impact that the environment had on other aspects of society. If, for example, they had drought or deforestation, as they did with Rome, how that affected other aspects of their society, both their economy and the health and well-being of their people.
As you go through these classroom discussions and assign the homework, are these lessons being supplemented with practical applications that allow the kids to see up close how it can affect the environment and quality of life now and for the future?
Yes, very much so. In fact, we are connecting it between our literacy as well as with science, and the kids are putting together right now a rain garden that we will cut the ribbon on tomorrow night at the summit. And they have worked really, really hard, and they've worked with the Huron watershed to do testing of the water and of the soil and learning about native plants and how to protect their own environment within their community.
Are they making the connection that all disciplines of education, be it science, be it history, it's all tied together and all goes to the impact of our quality of life?
Yes, very much so. In fact, that's something that we've really stressed with them, that the environment is really kind of the base there and that everything else is going to be. There's a ripple effect. And if we don't maintain the environment, it will affect our economy. It will affect our society. I noticed you just had on your show this morning talking about getting funds for being able to take down some of the blight and how that affects all of us in terms of safety within our community and just the way our community looks. That's sustainability.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, and we're talking with Ypsilanti Middle School Science and Humanities teacher Cheryl Plouffe. We're discussing about how the school is incorporating a study of the environment in the past to help students connect to the environment and nature of today and for the future. Now, Cheryl, I'm sure as a teacher, when you look out in your classroom, there are times you can just tell, you see it on their face, that the lesson is starting to click. How do you see the kids internalizing these lessons in sustainability?
Well, obviously we want them to be able to take what they're learning in the classroom and take it home, and that's really kind of what the Sustainability Summit is all about. We want them to bring their parents in. We want to bring the community in and make those connections. We all know, you know, that knowledge is simply not enough. The entire project has really engaged the kids in new ways. They feel more strongly about their connections and their impacts. And this is the seed for positive behaviors as they become adults. We want to make them very well-rounded, informed, active citizens.
Much like a rain garden, everybody likes to see things grow. We all like results. There's a satisfaction in setting about a task and being able to bear witness to a successful outcome. Has 2 years been enough for the kids to begin to see the fruits of their labors?
I believe so, yes. As you just mentioned, it has been a two-year project with Creative Change, an educational nonprofit based here in Ypsilanti. We started with them last year, in which we began to delve into the idea of a sustainable community, and we connected it last year with diversity, and the kids, the progress was really very impressive. We saw test scores improve, And the kids obviously notice that sort of thing. And we're seeing the same types of connections being made this year to what they're learning with the learning outcomes that have been very, very positive.
Kind of switch roles on you for a moment. What are you getting out of this kind of program? What are the teachers in the program getting out of this? Is there a greater connection to the students and a greater investment in education as a whole as a result of kind of incorporating all of these disciplines together and putting it into practice?
Absolutely. There's no question that cross-curricular is good for everybody, all of our students and the teachers. And as you just mentioned there, the connections that you make with the kids are so much deeper and stronger when we do this sort of work.
Is there now or will there be in a future a measurable way for students and teachers to kind of determine the true environmental impact they're having on their school community, on the property, and perhaps even beyond those borders?
I certainly believe so. I think sustainability should be something that everybody is discussing throughout all of our communities, and the understanding that it's so much more than just the environment. It begins with the environment, but everything that we do is connected to how well we take care of our environment in order for us to be truly a successful, sustainable community.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking sustainability education and practices at Ypsilanti Middle School today. And our guest is Cheryl Plouffe. She is a science and humanities teacher at the school. Now, how did this program come about 2 years ago? How did the Ypsilanti Middle School decide to work with Creative Change, the nonprofit Ypsilanti-based company?
Well, a lot of this came out of the original consolidation between the two districts, Ypsilanti and Willow Run. And one of the things that the community made very clear when we were making plans was that they wanted to see their students work together with the community and with local organizations like Creative Change. And so we were seeking them out, and we made just a really, really strong connection with this group. They have been incredibly supportive to us, and so they help us with the curriculum. And then we implement it within the classroom, and we've just found that the community is pleased with that connection, and we are too, and it's done wonders for our students.
Well, let's talk about the community, and first we'll start a little small scale, Cheryl. Through parent-teacher conferences and your communications with the family members of students, are you finding that the kids are carrying these lessons into their home lives and bringing around some change outside of the classroom as well?
I believe so, yes. I mean, we're starting small, but we certainly expect to be able to do this every year. One of the things that the kids were talking about was the ability to leave a legacy, to leave their community better than they found it. And the rain garden is that piece there. And so we are hoping to be able to add to that every year. So therefore, we expect to be able to see kids come in going, asking us the next year, what are we going to do to add to that? And so that type of connection. And obviously, if they can learn this at school and do this at school, they can take that into their homes and to their families and their community as well.
Well, and let's extrapolate it out now. Again, tomorrow, the Ypsilanti Community School Sustainability Summit will take place at the middle school from 6 to 8 p.m., and this is the culmination of a project that these kids have been working on. What all is going to be entailed in showing off what the kids are doing and how it does engage and interact with and improve the community?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that. We have some very important guests. Our mayor will be here. Our Ypsilanti and Superior Township supervisors will be here. We also have guests from the Huron River Watershed, the County Sheriff's Office, County Public Health, and the Community of Economic Development. And the students will be asking those people on the panel questions about their environment and how we can improve that. There will be the students will be introducing everybody and running as the MC. We have projects from their Egyptian and Rome subjects that they've been studying, and projects that they will be showing off and showcasing tomorrow night. And then we will the culminating event will be out to the rain garden, where we will cut the ribbon on that project.
How excited are the kids to show off the work they've been doing?
They are very excited. The more they've made progress with their projects, the more they simply can't wait to show the community what they've learned.
As a teacher and as a staff, are you equally as proud of how they've prepared for this event tomorrow night?
Yes, sir, absolutely. There's no way we could be any more proud of the hard work that they have put into this. And just seeing, as you mentioned before, as a teacher, you see the light bulbs go on, you see the smiles on the faces, and you understand that they are making the connections we want them to make.
Is it resulting in a measure of kind of reverse peer pressure, wherein everybody is engaged and excited enough as a student body that when one or two kids start to fall behind or are expressing a lack of interest, that they're being drawn in through the enthusiasm of the others?
They certainly are. Enthusiasm just permeates everything that we do. And with this particular project, if someone were to say something like, well, I don't think I'm going to come, they are hearing things from their classmates like, why aren't you coming? and so that's really a good thing to hear. So they are very much engaged in this project and really proud of their work, as they should be.
Once again, it's Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking sustainability education with Cheryl Plouffe. She is a science humanities teacher at Ypsilanti Middle School. And as these kids prepare to leave middle school and move on to high school, is this a manner of education that's going to continue, or is this a standalone program?
No, we certainly hope that it is something that will continue within Ypsilanti Community Schools. At the high school level, these types of programs are continuing. Our goal is to engage the community as much as possible in the education of their students, as they are all of our kids. And so we want everybody involved.
As a staff, and personally for you, Cheryl, where would you like to see this program, and where would you like to see the student body advancing 3 to 5 years from now in this program?
I would certainly like to see, we have a huge area out front, and we would like to have every class come into school every year asking the questions, what are we going to add to that? I want them to be excited about it. AC Tech is a really special place to be. We work very hard to build relationships with our students, and this type of program simply makes that easier. And so we want kids coming in asking the first week of school, what do we do to add to what they did last year? We want a legacy as well.
I thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you well with the summit tomorrow.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you having us on.
That is Cheryl Plouffe. She is a science and humanities teacher at Ypsilanti Middle School, where they're using science and history and humanities to adopt modern and practical environmental practices. Tomorrow night, the Ypsilanti Community Schools Middle School will hold its Sustainability Summit for the community. It runs from 6 to 8 p.m. again Thursday night. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. And it's heard each Wednesday as a part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.